This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I'm very calm today. I'm very, very focused. When we come back from break, after I hear the special report, I'm going to lay out the choice humanity has to make right now. It's already February 12th, 2017. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is going to be a very important transmission. Every broadcast is important, but today it's never been clearer exactly what we're facing as a civilization, as a nation, as a species. But first, Mark Dice exposes the champions of fake news, CNN.
In what's either a hilarious coincidence or a pathetic attempt at censorship or retribution by a producer, CNN had some mysterious technical issues as soon as Bernie Sanders joked that they were fake news.
He says he knows nothing about it, hasn't seen any of these reports. Is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was watching CNN fake news. What do you think?
You don't buy it.
That was a joke.
I know it was a joke. I'm saying you don't buy what he said, obviously.
Aaron?
Yes. I'm sorry, Senator. I'm saying you obviously don't buy what he said. You believe that he has seen these reports. I mean, to your
Kevin,
point.
Kevin, I'm not. Are we on?
It looks like we've lost connection with Senator Sanders. So let's just try to get that back up. Do we have him back? Okay, so what we're going to do is take a break. I don't want to waste our time.
The clowns at CNN, the Counterfeit News Network, are getting increasingly more angry that people keep calling them fake news. In case you missed it, here's Chris Cuomo saying that by calling them fake news, it's like using the N-word.
Fake news is the worst thing that you can call a journalist. It's like an ethnic disparagement. You know, we all have these ugly words for people. That's the one for journalists. And David, he just keeps doubling down.
Yes, we do. We do. We're going to keep pounding nails in your coffin until your careers are toast. Because when you spread fake news, like claiming that your network are the only people that are allowed to legally read the documents leaked by WikiLeaks, you don't deserve a career in journalism.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN.
Yes, don't read the WikiLeaks documents for yourself. Don't get it from the primary source, which is WikiLeaks. Go through the trusted filter and analysts at CNN. A network which employs clowns like Mark Lamont Hill, who claim that black people can't be racist.
To say that the Black Lives Matter movement is racist is bizarre to me. Not just because black people don't have the institutional power to be racist or to deploy racism, but because the movement is called for justice. It's called for demilitarization. It's called for nonviolence.
It chants, "Pigs in a blanket fry like bacon." 99% of the time when they protest and riot, it's because an armed and dangerous thug had to unfortunately be put down by police before he could shoot them or others. We're talking about a fake news network that did everything that they could to perpetuate one of the biggest lies in recent years, the lie of the hands up, don't shoot myth, which even the most liberal of news outlets now admit was a total lie. Regarding the Michael Brown, big 6'4", 300-pound thug in Ferguson, Missouri, the claims that he had his hands up and said don't shoot have been completely debunked, and every liberal mainstream media outlet now admits this. The Clown News Network is so pathetic that even an 11-year-old can beat them in a debate. And no, I'm not kidding. Look what happened when the Clown News Network asked this young boy about the insults and the harsh language that Donald Trump uses.
So Matthew, a lot has been made in this campaign of the language that is used, the name-calling that's been used, especially in the primary. As an 11-year-old watching it, what's your reaction?
I really think that listening to a few bad words coming out of Donald Trump is a lot better than people getting blown up by terrorists. people getting burned alive, people being heads being chopped off, and people getting drowned.
Outsmarted by an 11-year-old, that's the Clown News Network. I'm Mark Dice, thanks for watching.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com. To learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
When you grab a mess when you play,
sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. Be here for the next 2 hours. It's already the 12th day of February, 2017. I'll be back tomorrow, obviously, with a weekday transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. The news website that the entire global crime syndicate is demonizing and trying to ban openly is Infowars.com. Got a backup site, PrisonPlanet.com. Going to be launching some new big investigative journal sites here in the next few months as well. It's a paradox. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. A tale of two cities. One word. Domestication. Domestication is not good for anybody. And there's no doubt that civilization itself has had a lot of really amazing positive attributes to it. But at the same time, it has allowed people to live in fantasy lands and to be very, very decadent and very, very slovenly and very, very sloth-like and very, very entitled, and to then be recruited as big, giant masses of dumbed-down, drooling fools by criminal intellectuals who forged them into giant lemming armies. You know, good, loving, strong people tend to look at ugly, stupid people, sadly. And you try to build them up, and you try to love them, and you try to empower them. But see, remember, it's the stupid and the fallen that are normally the most evil. And so you're trying to be nice to them, but they're like bug-eyed, lobotomized piranhas. And they just can't handle the power of technology. They can't handle the power of all this enlightenment. And there's water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink. They have the knowledge of the ages at their fingertips, and the language is smaller. The IQs are dropping. That's physical degradation. Society, when I go out in public, I don't care what part of Austin or what part of the country – People look like retarded zombies everywhere. I literally see more light in Down syndrome children's eyes. They're somehow like immune to it than I see in the average person's eyes. I'm serious. Kids with Down syndrome are like gods compared to the average person. Because somehow they're not susceptible to like the demonic transmission or whatever's happening. But people are so screwed up. I was in a Pete Terry's today with my son after I went on a hike. Nice little local chain hamburger place. And it was in Westlake in the fancy area of town. And I was in there looking, and we were in there for like an hour. We went ahead and just took our time and sat there. And I was listening to all the tables around me, and I was watching people. And all the wealthy liberals were like Skeksis, hunched over, making cackling jokes about Donald Trump and just all looking approvingly at each other. It's all super insecure and super stupid, but also really evil. I mean, they looked evil. I didn't want to go warn them or talk to them around them. I wanted to get away from them. They were really not ugly because they were old at this particular table. They were ugly because they think they're part of the power elite because they go along with the corporate media. And over here were some scared families, and everybody's real insecure and looking around. And I'm just looking at how broken and weak people are. And there's a family with a couple kids and a Down syndrome. And the Down syndrome kids, like, all happy talking. And I know they have their issues. But, like, you could see so much more spirit in a mentally retarded child than the general public. And I'm, like, looking for... Man, where's a good-looking man? Where's a good-looking woman? Man, where's somebody dialed in? Where are they? And the only people I know are either my crew or, like, military veterans and people, because everybody else has been turned into basically an animal. And I don't say that on a power trip. The elite sit around talking about how you're a dumb idiot and all the stuff they've already done to you with the fluoride, but it's more than the fluoride and the glyphosate and the GMO. It's the culture. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of just jealousy and envy and weakness and being spoiled rotten and hating success and just being nasty and just laughing at everybody and just delusional power trip that you're an elite when you're not. And I sat there and I looked at the lines of cars pulling through there and I looked at people at the shopping center and I just looked at it and everybody was angry and everybody was pissed and nobody even appreciated all this great things they had and all this technology and all this instant food and all this instant medicine. And I just looked at almost everybody's faces and people weren't happy. They had their birthright, and the fact that being a good, strong person is who you are, they've all been taught that they weren't adequate, they didn't have power, they were nobodies by Madison Avenue and Wall Street and the corporate media. And once they get you being insecure when you're a child, they then go, it's okay, we won't make you insecure anymore, adopt our belief systems and adopt a hive mind, and then we'll give you a false narrative that somehow now you're in charge and powerful because you're out enforcing a delusional, fraudulent, anti-common sense system. I mean, I got to be honest with you. It really freaked me out. And again, I don't sit here and talk about these people from some position of I'm the most beautiful person or, oh, I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. No, it's the opposite. I have to assess the reality that we've had it so good so long, it's the paradox that you become monsters. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. And every metric shows it. Off-the-chart depression, off-the-chart cancer, off-the-chart obesity, off-the-chart everything bad. And then you look at the controllers who know all this, and they're trying to make it worse. Because I used to think it was because their own white paper said this, that they were doing all this because they were in competition with thinkers. No. They just want to extinguish thinkers because it's like a big bright light in a room of vampires. They don't like it. And it's like some type of interdimensional blight or succubus has like attached itself to people. And it's like either they're demon-possessed or they aren't. And that's what it is. I've talked to a lot of top psychologists, a lot of top PhDs, or even atheists, and they said, listen, you study enough, you look enough, you get into situations enough, you'll run into people that are clearly possessed and who even know information about you. You've never told them, and they're not guessing. Something else is coming through them. And, folks, that's what this is. I don't care if the media makes fun of me. I don't care what they say, whatever. I'm telling you, folks, I look out at the crowds. I see the people. They are possessed by something. I don't know what it is. You know, most of the planet believes in demons and possession for a reason. In fact, every culture does. Because it's not them. Something's coming in. Something's been overlaid, and it's a sickness, and it's spreading, and the television is the vector. It's how they're getting through at people. It's a mind trick. They put them into a subconscious hypnosis. They admit that through the television flicker rate, through the lights, all of it. And then they superimpose something until they get your free will through incrementalism to turn yourself over to it. And then it's like a intergalactic virus that then causes the individual to shut down, become a poisonous creature who begins attacking everything around them. It's a wavelength. It's
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And my mighty crew in here on Sunday. All right, I just got into the whole metaphysical, but you can look at every scientific metric, and humanity is half dead. Humanity is dying, and every Western country is particularly under attack. Every measurement, every bellwether, every gauge. Brazil had one of the lowest breast cancer rates in the world. 20 years after glyphosates were introduced, it's just off the chart. I mean, we know what's going on. We are a poisoned society, a poisoned culture, and the poisons are being protected. And then things that aren't poisonous, like carbon dioxide that plants need, and the earth is in a starved carbon dioxide system. That's undebatable. They believe Mars lost its atmosphere because it started losing carbon dioxide. We're losing our atmosphere right now. You can go look that up. This isn't the pop science stuff you see, you know, in the Newsweek or Time magazine, but real scientists and climatologists and people that study deserts expanding and all that will tell you we're the lowest carbon dioxide level ever in the planet's history. Carbon dioxide's been hundreds of times higher. Plankton levels have been 50 times, 60 times higher. Just everything. Plants have been 3 times taller, you know, growing 4 or 5 times faster. We're losing our atmosphere. And that's what I mean. It's like I'm informed. I know all the incontrovertible facts. I don't mean all of them. I mean, compared to the average person, it's frightening how they don't know anything. And it's like they don't want us to have an atmosphere. Who is running the show? And it's crazy that we would become industrialized right at the point and start pumping the oil up out of the earth that was formed back when there was so much more life on the planet, such a more, you know, versatile fauna or just overall larger mega mass of life, that would then give us an atmosphere to where right when our atmosphere started running out, humanity hit this crest point to then be able to bring back all the ancient carbon held in the earth and stabilize the atmosphere. That's the real geoengineering terraforming. Who doesn't want us to have an atmosphere? Check that out. I mean, that's what I mean. One little piece of info like that could be what the whole show is about. Here's an example. I was hiking with some friends today with my son, and they were saying, Alex, are you part of the 1%? And I said, yeah, but you can make, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year and be in the 1%. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, no. We did the math a few years ago, but it's 0.00000000042. CJ's done it before. If you equate who actually has the money in the 1%, it's not even like 1% of the 1%. It's 0.00000 way out because if
it's 11 zeros.
It's 11 zeros. Were you on air just now?
Yeah.
You've done the math. We did it a few times. We should do a whole video on this. Because people literally go, kill the 1%. That's who hires people and starts businesses. The real elite want a post-human world, folks. They believe that it's like Zuckerberg shows up in Kauai, one of the most beautiful places in the world. The furthermost isolated island on the planet, where they film the Jurassic Parks, King Kong, everything, okay? Most beautiful place on Earth. And I've been there. It's just nothing compares. And Zuckerberg shows up, and almost the whole island's owned by the people there because they haven't been selling it in over 100 years, and a few ranchers that, you know, came in, mainly Protestant missionaries, hundreds of years ago and got some land. Zuckerberg just comes in, buys some government-owned land, and then tries to take everybody else's land around him. It's the whole mindset of these people. He's so disconnected from reality that he just thinks you should just get the hell off the island you've been on for thousands of years. This is the mindset. So these eight billionaires have as much money as the world's 3.6 billion poorest people. That's from Oxfam. And who are they? They're all the top globalists like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett who put their money in tax-free foundations. They don't pay taxes. And then the news they own tells you they're philanthropists. No, they're not. They're eugenicist monsters. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. But what am I getting at here? They're playing class envy against the middle class and against the 2% and the 1% when if the top 1% has 60% of the world's wealth, some estimates are up to 70, the big lie is it's the 11 zeros for two that has almost all of that. So understand, folks, what I'm getting at here is when you go to Bill Gates and all the rest of these guys, Carlos Slim, all of them, and the top Japanese families, the Chinese families and others, and the Rothschilds, they literally, to a person, are setting up a world government. They're all tax exempt. They don't pay taxes. They're the ones that want your guns. They're the ones that want to force inoculations on you. They're the ones that are running the whole glyphosate program. And then it turns out they're all admittedly eugenicists that meet in secret to discuss ways to forcibly inoculate you to sterilize you. Then you say, well, look at the third world. We should sterilize them. If, you know, you have that view. But then you need to learn they're actually targeting higher educated families and people. And that they actually don't want any competition. It's total, complete, cold-blooded, willful, selfish domination of not just humans. They want to clone and patent every plant, every animal, every bacteria, and are just playing God. And they're in a psycho race for life extension, selfishly not caring if they destroy the whole planet. Because in their own words, you go read their quotes, they say, we don't care because if we die, it doesn't matter. And we may just blow the planet up. They even have writings where they go, and once it gets down to just 100 of us, we're going to have battle till there's one. We're going to kill everybody but one person that merges with machines and becomes Lucifer. They don't even believe in Lucifer. They're so arrogant. They believe they are Lucifer, the morning sun, the new star. 2001. I mean, it's whether it's real, whether they're being given all this information through the veil, interdimensional communication. That's what they believe they're getting. These people are here to kill us. And then I go and I sit there and I hear people, all these. It wasn't that the liberals sitting around me were ugly physically. They all were just like Skeksis from the Dark Crystal. Like, did you see these show last night? Yes, I did. It was so good to see them on Saturday Night Live exposing Spitzer, yeah, good, and they would all just like say a few words to each other and go, and then just celebrate, we're winners, we parrot what the mainstream media says, and I was just like, and I heard another table, like gibbering, with almost no one watches it but them, and it's all crap, and it's no good, and it's all fake, but it's extruded out to people that just want to imagine they're winners. They don't care about themselves, their families, anybody around them, but they tell you all day how much they love you and how they want to take care of you. When I come back, I'm getting into all the big news because it's just huge. This news is so big that I sat here for hours before the show, and I don't even know how to even cover this because if I don't cover it, should I light my hair on fire? Because, this is the occasion to do that. Run down the street naked? It's so incredible in history, so over the top, so unprecedented, so criminal. I don't even know how to describe it, but we'll try when we come back. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Info War. They want to censor the site. Spread it. You're beating them right now. I'm going to cover that, too. You're beating the algorithm.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcasts and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app, app at InfoWars.com/app. You can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Allie was making the point, one of the producers, that we look at reality now through a gatekeeper, through a template, through an electric eye. And she was pointing out that a great way to see that is photos from the 1990s at concerts were people just raising their arms, dancing, having a good time. But now almost everyone's holding up a smartphone, videotaping it or digitally taping it and recording it, and they're actually watching the performance through the recording. And look, I was there, you know, right in front of Trump getting sworn in, and I videotaped it too. It was historical. But the point is that we should recognize that the globalists can then, through those machines, through those Trojan horses, take control of what we're seeing once we give ourselves over to the digital system completely. So I'm as big a hypocrite as anybody about all this. I'm not up here, again, on a high horse saying I have all the answers. I know because I've experienced giving over my will to the system. I've seen my consciousness slipping away. And I'm only now beginning to regain it. 5 years ago, I was shell-shocked by fighting the globalist. I was going home and retreating into Gilligan's Island, you know, DVDs and I Dream of Jeannie and just escapism from the 1960s. Because I just let the system get me down to where I just kept believing, I'll put the word out, other men better than me will rise up and defeat it. I'll get the word out. Then I realized, well, there's not going to be a bunch of other guys probably right now better than you. You got to go all the way, Jones. You got to lose weight. You got to focus. You got to dominate. You got to work even harder again. And of course, I've done that years before. It's just that there's so much they're doing, and it's so well documented. It's so obvious. And I care about the people that believe all this BS. I don't want to work like the globalist against them because they are blind. But then they're dangerous and hateful, too, even though I'm trying to save them. And it's not my opinion that the New World Order wants to make you poor. They constantly admit it. It's not my opinion they want to hurt you. It's not my opinion they want to kill you slowly and suck all the money out of you. It's not my opinion that most of these major institutions are run by pedophiles. That's why the intelligence agency heads listen to me all over the world. That's why world leaders do. Because this is the only place you can tune in and hear somebody talk about what people in the know know. That's why Trump keeps saying, well, now that I'm president, I know a lot more, and I just really want to help people. I hope people wake up and realize he's so resigned now to his fate and that he now knows he's just got to walk through the motions for his soul. God almighty. If people in the trance would just awaken, if the sleeper would just awaken, we could turn this around so fast. Don't fear he that can kill your body. Fear he that can steal your soul, because you can willingly give your soul over, your essence, to this vacuum cleaner that is globalism, and it comes to get your soul. Like the Bible says, in the end days, the great sorcerers of the earth trafficked in men and women's souls. I forget what techno band does it, but there's one from the 80s that goes, we want your soul. We ought to try to find that and play at the start of the next segment. I mean, that's it. And I'm here in the artificial system that's been created, even reaching out to you right now through this poisoned medium. I mean, I know this. We are living in the most incredible time ever. This is beyond a science fiction movie. This is a dystopic novel if it ends one way, a utopian novel that ends the other. But this is an incredible quest on a planet with all this technology and all these mysteries and men and women and families and children and just everything is so fantastical. And just the things humans go through. And then I think, how dare the system try to get in between men and women and children and families and the species. It's so alien. It's so artificial. It's so creepy. It's so hateful. Where is the common sense to see what mainstream media pushes and what it does is pure evil? And then to see the entire power structure desperately throwing everything it's got against Trump. And I was on my Facebook this morning and I saw in one of the posts, people going, oh, look, he appointed three Goldman Sachs people. He sold out. And in a raid on a terrorist compound, a kid got killed by accident. But the Muslims are good blowing up their kids on purpose. And they've been under political bondage so long, and spiritual bondage, they just don't know. I love them, too. But I love people walking down the street, and they go, oh, Alex, I used to like you, but are you proud of your Goldman Sachs president? Donald Trump is dynamiting the entire globalist Goldman Sachs agenda of TPP, open borders, ending the family, bankrupting the nation state, everything. You judge a tree by its fruits. Of course he went and got three top people who'd been on the inside who have consciences and are totally freaked out and want to try to defeat this. We want people from the cult to come out and tell us how it works to blow the damn thing up. We want Imperials that were on the enemy side to come give us the Death Star plans, dumbasses. Donald Trump is blowing the hell out of them on a suicide mission. I know for a fact they're trying to remove his head of security right now, and they are getting lined up to try to kill the president. Right now, from multiple sources, today. And the evil side of me says the public does not deserve Donald Trump. This is some ass-kissing contest because he's the president and some guy with a hot wife and I give a damn about money. Everything he's doing is diametrically. It's so good what he's doing that it's spiritual. There's no way people are directing this. This counterattack, just like the enemy, there's no way that's human. It's so sophisticated. This counterattack against them is so good. Come straight from God. That's why the enemy is just because they thought they had us. They thought they had us. They thought they could suck our energy out. They thought they were going to crush us. They thought they were going to get all our souls and get our kids and give us all cancer and piss on us and inject us all with their crap. And now it's all blowing up in their face and they are screaming like demons. What is the big news? I'm not building this up to have you keep listening. I just can't even get to it. It's so huge. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to cover it directly. I'm going to be as good a boy as I can here. But I just wish people knew how hard people are fighting for you, even though they know you don't appreciate it and don't want it. And they're going to try to start a revolution in this country with all the dumbed-down scum and all the rest of them that have been told to live in their basements but are now told to come out like hordes of goblins, you know, and just attack everything. They're like, oh, you never had your humanity? Go attack now. See, they've been pinting it up. Now they're going to try to release it. And the patriots have to focus, get on their knees before God, pray, and go out and street preach liberty, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what made America great, why everybody wants to come here and explain, not that we're perfect, God knows we're bad, but because there was a spirit, an idea that was different than everywhere else. Again, they always tell us how bad we are, the bad things we've done, the bad things our ancestors have done, because they know we're good to have a conscience. It's a big joke to these vampires. These spiritual vampires that when we get told we've done bad, we have a conscience. We're like, yes, but they're like intercessing themselves between God and us, acting like they're God, telling us how we are bad and how we're not good and how we're not worthy. We have to get them out of the way and then get God's message directly to us. And God's going to say, you love justice. Stop letting them even have you doubts. Go out and stand up for the innocents. Take action. You get a real transmission from God. It's not going to be a bunch of this New World Order crap. Believe that. And they know that God's Spirit is coming back into the world. They can feel it. Just pray for God's Spirit to be poured out. More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It wants your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your threats, your fears. Your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life.
Give the digital computer your mind.
Your photos.
Let it learn to be alive.
Here.
As it grows, you die.
Get a job. Get a pension.
They live.
Get a suit.
Be sleep.
Play football. Play the field.
Sleeper, awaken. Who could deny? Have your own spirit. That's God. And your spirit communes with God. You dial into the enemy, you give up your spirit, and they overwrite you. You join them, and you live in a delusional land of slavery. All right, let me get into the huge news here, and then we'll do it right into the next hour. I was intending to come in here today and break this down, and then I saw a New York Post article that actually got it right. Because it's very frustrating. I don't want to be territorialized here and go, oh, look, I'm the one that gets it. How wonderful, and we're losing. It's good to see other people in prominent publications getting it. Paul Sperry. I want to get Paul Sperry on. It's unprecedented in U.S. history to have the type of court ruling we saw to the Ninth Circuit when the law was explicitly clear, undebatable. Even liberals at the Justice Department admitted that. This is just crazy revolt. But then you learn that the Justice Department, along with the State Department, are just completely ignoring President Trump and Rex Tillerson and are putting out reports saying the president is a Russian agent, basically, and that Le Pen is a Russian agent with no proof because she's a nationalist and, by the way, a free marketer and all the rest of it. I mean, if that's a Russian spy, give them to me all day. No. The Russians have pulled out of globalism. We're pulling out. The whole world's pulling out because it's known that it's a giant screw job. And the State Department came out on Friday and said, we're launching a major operation in France to make sure the Nationalist Party loses. Same thing in Italy. They're trying to say, oh, the Italians didn't want the EU to have dictatorial power over them and voted that down 2 months ago because the Russians. Oh, and Iceland 5 years ago pulled out because of the Russians. No, the Russians pulled out for the same reason we're pulling out. The New World Order is anti-capitalism, anti-free market, anti-prosperity. We're done. And the big news is that our media and our culture and our people see the communist Chinese in major newspapers everywhere saying, get your media in line, ban fake news. We're working with Apple, the communist Chinese artists in the news, to shut down news in China. We can do it here. You should be like, that's incredible. Apple working with China to censor people and arrest dissidents that are just Buddhist practitioners and killing them. And my God, Apple stock, you know, tanked 90% today until they backed off that. No, it's just like, and like, we're going to help censor in America. Thank you, China, for the help getting our people in line. I mean, that's like, whoa, imagine a Hollywood movie where the communist Chinese are going to censor America. Where they're buying Hollywood. And it's just thousands of things like that. It's a total takeover. And then Trump is completely surrounded. He's got bad people in his own administration because he had to have folks that knew how the government run, like Priebus. And you've got all this Paul Ryan getting money from Soros and trying to sell us out, trying to keep Obamacare, trying to stop tax cuts, trying to tank the economy, trying to sabotage the country. And it's all clear cut. And then I look at people that have no idea what's even going on, and I just think, do they even deserve someone going to bat for them and risking their life? And you know what? They do. Because just because there's a big mass of people, a large minority of people, every color, every religion, who buy into the pop culture and are weak-minded people, there's a large minority that's awake and God-fearing and loving that has a spirit still and wants to move forward despite all the attacks. And it's just going to make us stronger together of every race, color, and creed on the other side. We can just do this. But the evil is so strong now, I can just feel it. Because evil kind of pulled back for a while, and now it's coming in again. And the reason I know it is, instinctively, in a spiritual level, like the fount of my energy is just like, I'm like, oh, the enemy's coming. These poor Luciferians look for power. If they were with God, they would get more power than they'd ever want. Believe me. And I'm telling you, the enemy's coming in with some big plans because I can see it politically. I can feel it at a gut level. And I can feel my discernment and my strength just going like the levers are getting thrown up. And that's only because the enemy's coming in, folks. And it's the clash of good versus evil that is this incredible spectacle we're seeing right now. But I read this article out of the New York Post, and it's like, finally, somebody gets it. I mean, universities are training millions of people to riot and burn stuff down. We have video of that. Their own video. Soros is funding race war. They're trying to flood us with Islamists that have terrorist records that Obama was letting in, getting sleeper cells into the country. I mean, this is so fantastical. Who could even come up with this? That's why I always end up saying it's, you know, the devil, off-world, interdimensional, because it's like, well, why would they want to do all this horrible stuff? And Trump solidly is standing in the way of it. That's why it's painful when people go, oh, Goldman Sachs, he has three Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs gave, listen to this fact, 100% of their presidential money to Hillary. That's never happened. It's usually 60-40 for the Democrats. 100% against Trump. But I know it's that demonic spirit of you want to be pseudo-intellectual and say nobody's real and nobody's not a sellout. And, oh, Alex is a sellout. Because everybody knows I'm not the sellout. So, see, you can say that I've denied Christ. You can say that I've denied God. See, I've served the devil. No, I don't. And I don't know the devil a lot better than you do, believe it. All you that seek after the devil, wish you never find it, believe me. Because you brush up against that, you're never the same. And I see you, and I know, it's so sick. You will not accept the truth. You will not accept the opportunity. And it's the last opportunity that every nation state's being given to turn back to family and humans and God and everything that's good and God's plan. It's your last chance just to get everybody ready in the next few decades before we go back under the water. And boy, we're going to get held down a long time. Billions are going to die. Revelations is going to be fulfilled. The frickin' beast system, world government plagues, the ocean dying, just nuclear war. All of you trendies, you deserve it. And God's going to let the devil burn your cities down. Trump is only, I figured it all out, a preparation to get God's people ready so they could see the full evil of the enemy. Because the enemy would only really show itself if it thinks it's going to be defeated. And so in God's great plan, this is the big gulp of air when we're in the rip current. Pull it up for God, just getting that air in our lungs for 1 second before we're going to get pulled down into the greatest test our species has ever faced. But on the other side of that, when we've been brought lower than anybody's ever been brought, God is going to intervene and smash these people. That's the great test, and all of you need to know it. You know, I put the headline up yesterday knowing people would attack it. Donald Trump is desperately surrounded and being attacked as he tries to save humanity. Not saying he's trying to save humanity, but God's energy, Christ's energy. Let's put it on screen. Because the New World Order wants you poor, it wants you dumb, it wants you bankrupt, it wants you broke, it wants you destitute, it wants you panic. Can we put the article back up? There it is. That's the emergency. Yeah, Trump's plan to save humanity is under attack. The New World Order fundamentally wants you hurt, poor, stupid, dumb, broken, dead. But it wants to play with you and suck everything out of you before you're killed. Because you're made in the image of God. Look what we built. Look what we've done. What we envision we're able to do. We're fabulous. We're beautiful. We're amazing. And you look at photos of people just 50, 60, 70 years ago or old film reels. I don't care if it's in Africa. I don't care if it's in Mexico. I don't care if it's in Germany, Japan, Russia. I don't care where it is. Hawaiian Islands, you name it, the people are on. Their spirits are there. They're strong. They're honorable. They're humans. They're connected to their ancestors. They have the rituals. They have the will. They have the connection. They have the activated DNA. They are incredible, powerful creatures. You look at people now, they look dead or they look all demonic with jack-o'-lantern smiles on their little mind trip Satanism. I'm the best. I'm the king. I'm the God. I'm going to rule the world crap. So there's an open globalist counteroffensive against nationalism in a desperate attempt. But know this. This is only the gasp of air before we're pulled beneath the waves again. And that killer squid drags us down to hell until we learn to cry out for God so strong that God returns to the earth and his spirit crushes Satan.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.